We will draw a line between gas prices and holiday consumption.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Government figures today show retail sales went up more briskly than expected last month. Setting aside volatile spending for cars and trucks, fuel and building materials, retail sales went up 0.5%. Let's go right to Wall Street, where we find Carl Riccadonna, senior U.S. economist at Deutsche Bank Securities. Hello, Carl.
Good morning.
We had a bunch of big companies earlier this fall sounding a bit downbeat about retail sales for the coming holiday season. But what are we actually seeing from the data that's coming in?
We're seeing a bit of an upside surprise here. Now, this morning, we only got the October sales figures, so it's still very early during the important holiday shopping season, but they did top expectations, and we saw significant increases in a lot of important categories. Motor vehicle sales, hobby items, electronics, all of those very discretionary categories showed significant strength, so that could be a positive omen for what's to come.
Where would that kind of strength be coming from? The job market isn't that strong, at least yet.
Well, the job market doesn't look that strong, but don't forget that we had a very decent showing in the October employment report, and we saw some of those sneaky back revisions to the prior couple of months. So actually, the pace of job creation is looking a little bit better, but also there's a backdoor economic stimulus that's taking place, falling gasoline prices. So that's adding, by my estimate, about a $20 billion stimulus to consumer spending. That's a great stimulus plan to be taking place during the holiday shopping period.
Carl Riccadonna at Deutsche Bank, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Indeed, with gas prices down, inflation at the retail level is less than non-existent. There's news the consumer price index fell 0.1% in October. Now, you ever tried to send a big PDF document or some audio or video footage and found the email system could not swallow it? Dropbox solves that, but how much is that worth? Dropbox is reportedly looking for $250 million from investors in a deal that would value the company at $8 billion. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Dropbox isn't saying much. It's only issued a statement saying it has strong momentum. But $8 billion worth of momentum?
It's pretty darn steep.
That's Frank Gillette of Forrester Research. He says to really make money, Dropbox needs some online partners.
For example, a photo service that says, look, put your photos in Dropbox, but visit our website and enhance your photos or have them printed.
Dropbox would get a percentage of the photo service's profits. But even if Dropbox gets a bunch of partners, it's still facing a lot of competition. What to do about that? Nothing, says Larry Weber, CEO of the consulting company The W2 Group, because
the market for this kind of cloud storage is really endless.
Weber says there's more than enough business for everybody because we're constantly taking pictures we want to save forever. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
The Butterball Turkey people got some folks worried the other day when news emerged that some of their larger turkeys would be in shorter supply this Thanksgiving. The company blamed turkeys for not growing as much as expected, which a logician might label a tautology. But Marketplace regular Alan Sloan managed to cobble, if not gobble, together several big turkeys of a different kind. He's senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine. Hello, Alan.
Good morning, David.
In our case, we're talking turkeys as in a deal that isn't so good. Public and private sector, 2013, give me a turkey.
All right. I will give you something that used to be called TXU. Do you know what that is?
A Texas utility?
It used to be called Texas Utilities. And in 2007, when everyone was optimistic, it was the biggest leveraged buyout in history, $48 billion. And now the reason I gave it turkeyhood this year is it spent the whole year in bankruptcy negotiations.
Oh, dear. It has a cool new name, though, TXU.
Yes, Energy Futures Holdings, which just makes me giggle because had they had any idea what the future held, they would have done the deal.
All right, another turkey for 2013.
The New York Times Company finally unloaded the Boston Globe, possibly the worst newspaper acquisition in history. And because of something they did wrong 20 years ago, the Times lost the chance to get a $160 million tax deduction on something that ultimately cost them God only knows how many hundreds of millions of dollars. So the New York Times graciously gave money to the rest of us by not having a tax deduction. And I call that a turkey with a drumstick.
Leaving a plump tax deduction lying there right there on the table. Now, you have another turkey here that you've titled The Bad Penny.
That, of course, is JCPenney, where two very smart Wall Street guys took sort of control of the company, brought in the guy from Apple who'd done the retail stores. They were going to revolutionize retailing. And in the end, what they did is they ended up destroying everything. And this year, the guy they brought in, Ron Johnson, got axed. And the two guys who bought the stock sold out at a big loss, and the company may or may not survive.
Alan Sloan, Senior Editor-at-Large at Fortune Magazine, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Alan also put the federal government shutdown and healthcare.gov on his 2013 turkey list. And so you know, the supposed shortage of butterball birds applies to the larger unfrozen ones. The company says there are plenty of frozen ones. And for the record, there is no tofu shortage, if that is your Thanksgiving proclivity. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.